is qualities, character, and finally about his pastimes. So for that end, we have a little program which we will do after the Abhishek, and I would like to introduce you to the program. I have it right here. Now we will hear from a very interesting work of Prabodhananda Saraswati called the Sangita Madhava about Krishna. In about half an hour to 45 minutes, there will be kirtans with several devotees, and then half an hour before midnight, that is 1:30, we will have a meditative slideshow called Journey to the Land of Krishna. I can really recommend you to see this, because it shows a little bit Krishna's land, Vrindavan, and how it is like it. And by connecting with Vrindavan Dham, we will for sure somehow deeply connect with Krishna. So I must admit to you, I cannot see you. I'm used to this. I used to be every night on a big stage with 5,000 to 7,000 people in Krishna consciousness, not worldly music, bhajan and lecture, and I never could see the people. I always had the lights in my eyes, so it is not a special circumstance for me, but I must request you to not become disturbed when I look like a blind man in the audience. Good. So do we have the... yes, there's Gokrishna. Gokrishna, let me just... you're not meant to hear this now. I'm talking to my musical director. So at times you will just play some background. Yeah? Mm. So let me just find where it is. It is here. Yes, yes, yes. Namami Priye, Omavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna, you are an ocean of mercy. You are truly the friend of the fallen. Krishna, you are the Lord of the universe. You are the master of the cowherds. Krishna, you are the beloved of the gopis. And above all, the beloved of Sri Radha. I offer pranam unto you. O Sri Radha, O Gaurangi, whose complexion is like molten gold, you are the queen of Vrindavan, the daughter of Brishabhanu, and the divine goddess who is most dear to Lord Sri Hari. I offer my obeisances to you. And I offer finally obeisances to that greatly munificent Lord who bestows Krishna Prema. He is Krishna himself, who has assumed a golden complexion and accepted the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Finally, I offer my obeisances to my exalted spiritual master, who's known amongst the Vaishnavas as Srila Prabhupada, the master unto whose lotus feet all the other masters, teachers, bow down and they assemble and become silent when he starts to speak. I offer my obeisances to him because he came to the Western worlds and he had a mission to destroy the impersonalism, the idea that there is no God, or if there is any God, he's just an energy. And he spread bhakti in these Western countries. But last and not least, I want to offer my obeisances to you, the dear devotees of our Lord, who have assembled here in the German forest, not minding the long way, not minding the coldness which was there and may still come this night. You've come because somehow deeply inside your heart there is a desire to come closer to Krishna. Please be kind upon me as I try to speak about Sangita Madhava. Has a dwarf ever touched the moon? Has an illiterate fool ever spoken poesy?
Has a layman ever crossed the oceans and the mountains? No. Still, I do not hesitate to speak today about Krishna to you for my own purification and in order to give pleasure to your heart. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Yeah.
yet qualified. My mind is like a calf, a small cow, that has wandered off and drinks poison. Please, Krishna, you are a cowherd man. You are known as a cowherd man. Please see, one of your calves hath fallen away from the path. And he is drinking now poison, the poison of material sense gratification. Take your stick now and please come after me and bring me back in the right direction so that I can drink the nectarian stream of your pastimes. My dear devotees, is this not our situation? Don't we sometimes catch our mind being highly interested in the results of the football competition, or being highly interested in so many movies, being so much interested in worldly literature and the internet? And we know this is not satisfying my soul. It just is creating a little agitation in the mind so that I'm not so bored. But this is really not nectar. I want to again be a nectar bee. So in this Vrindavan forest, you find many saints, many sadhakas, practitioners, pilgrims who have gone there to find Krishna and be more closer to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes about this, that in the forest of Vrindavan you still find, even on this day, people who are just wanting to find Krishna, who have only one question left: where is my mobile telephone? No, sorry. Too much vata. Where is Krishna? Only Krishna? Where is Radha? Yes, someone has said. Yes. You find these people a little into the movement of Krishna consciousness. When Prabhupada had spread Krishna consciousness, he said, he wrote a letter to one of his leaders. He said, I have given you now all the philosophy you need to know. I've given you everything. But I'm worried whether you understand the point. I see that you are not becoming really mad for Krishna, means highly eager for Krishna. And I'm thinking that you are missing the point. What is to be done? Oh, what is to be done? It is very simple. What is to be done? Prabhupada said, persons who are not yet free from material influences, but who try, need to only hear about the narrations of Krishna. And then their path to liberation from material life becomes very clear. So let us hear today briefly about one person who searched for Krishna. He is described here in this work, Sangita Madhava, by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. And let us hear about his search, and let us hear about what he found in the end. So there was one person in Vrindavan who had come there to desire the darshan to have the darshan of Radha Madhava. Now, first, when this person arrived in the forest of Vrindavan, he praised Brajadham. Oh, this person said, I see sweet creepers embracing trees. I see here the eternal spring season. I see swarms of bees. And everywhere I smell the fragrance of fresh honey. The trees have colorful blossoms. There are soft and cool showers of nice refreshing drizzle of water made by the graceful waves of the Yamuna that create joy. No? This devotee has arrived in the eternal Vrindavan, no? In the spiritual world. And he says there's everywhere this nice mist, cool mist from the waves of the Yamuna. I hear jubilant parrots constantly singing about the pastimes of the Lord. Peacocks dance. The deers, the jalankas, with their big eyes, look around everywhere. And the cuckoos sing in the fifth note. The fifth note is a sound which is made by a loving couple when they are together. No? They're great sages who desire to associate with the cuckoos because they understand these cuckoos, these super cuckoos, are full of love. And I want to get that love from the best of the cuckoos. So this person has just arrived in Brajadham, the eternal Brajadham, and he looks around in the forest and every kunja for Radha and Krishna. And suddenly, this person who's looking so eagerly for Krishna hears songs in the distance. My dear devotees, this is when you will come to the spiritual world. You will have to even search Radha and Krishna there, and you will hear some people singing in the distance. They sing very beautiful in the Mangala Gurjari Raga. Krishna, they sing, you give happiness to those who are surrendered. O hero of Braj, O prince of the cowherds, O Krishna, you have blossoming large lotus eyes. O Krishna, you are the giver of freedom from fear. Oh Krishna, you protect your family. So as this devotee comes closer, he hears singing and he singing these songs. He wants to know who's singing here. And he sees a group of very, very beautiful ladies, the gopis. And they sing a second verse. O young hero Krishna, you are beloved of the young women of Braj. You are the ocean of divine tastes. You are the performer of the pastimes of great love. You are full of joy and you joke so much. O performer of the rasa dance. O wave of charming love. My dear devotees, a very, very apt description, apt means perfect description of Krishna, would be that he is a person who from his body emanates love. I do not know if we can imagine this. I mean, sometimes I have seen people who are just so full of caring love. I have also seen once a cow licking her calf. The calf was drinking the milk of the cow. And there was so much love going on between the cow and the calf, and the calf and the cow, that I decided to become a strict vegan person. I thought I cannot be part of this cruelty where cows who have milk for their calves are put into some mass production, and then they are, the milk is sucked by machines out of their udders. They don't want to give it. There's no calf to give it. So much milk is sucked until the blood comes from the cows. I thought, I cannot be part of this any longer. I have seen a cow loving a calf, and a calf loving the cow. This is the natural way for the milk production. So, yes, so Krishna, if you can imagine, let us drop this very disturbing part. Let us just see the cow and the calf alone on this, you know, interacting with love. Krishna, my dear devotees, is the Lord of love. More love comes from him than we can ever imagine. So the poet who has written about this, what we are hearing, addresses all of us. He says to all of you, O people of pure intelligence, let your hearts enjoy now hearing about Madhava. Why do you wander uselessly in this temporary world? So as this devotee is hearing these beautiful songs about Krishna from these gopis, he runs to them and he falls at their feet. And he says, you are the friends of Radharani. Let me ask you, with a longing in my heart, a question. Where, oh where, is the enchanting youthful couple? Who is the enchanting youthful couple? Radha and Krishna, yes, wonderful. Where do the treasure of your lives perform their pastimes? Tell me exactly which route to take, to what place I should go, and tell me also how I should approach them. My dear devotees, without the meeting the lovers of God and asking them how to come close to Radha and Krishna, it is not possible to come close. If you want to learn about God, go in the classroom where the lovers of God are talking about him, and then you will know. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada translates a verse. This is his translation. He says, without the help of the dear devotees of Krishna, the dearmost devotees, the gopis, one cannot enter into these pastimes. Only one who worships the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis, following in their footsteps, can engage in the service of Radha and Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. Isn't this how we learn anything? Isn't this how you have learned the language English or German or Ruski? You entered the society as a baby, a newborn baby, of German-speaking, English-speaking, or Russian-speaking people. And that's how you learned. If you would have been born, and if you would have grown up amongst wolves, your parents would have rejected you, you would howl like a wolf, not speak like a human being. So just like our social self is created in the society of human beings, our spiritual self is created in the society or in the association of the dear, dear devotees. And we have association with them by hearing works. Srila Rupa Goswami has composed one very nice voice, a verse, where he directly addresses the friends of Krishna, the companions. He says, O loving companions of the children of the best of cowherders. The best of cowherders are Nanda Maharaj and Brishabhanu. And Nanda's child is? And Brishabhanu's child is? Radharani, yes. So, Rupa Goswami says, addresses their friends, oh dear friends, oh loving companions of Radha and Krishna, you always play and wander all over Vrindavan with Radha and Krishna. Please, I beg you, note, I'm very sad. I'm a very sad man or very sad woman. My sorrow is that I do not have any relationship with Radha and Krishna. But you are very merciful. Please, please help me to get their mercy. This is the quality. Prabhupada has very often quoted a verse where he speaks about the entrance ticket to Vrindavan. He quotes one very nice verse which says, if there is any price to pay to have the association of Radha Krishna and taste Krishna Bhavanamrita, the nectar of love of Krishna, if there's any price, then it is, I think you know, eagerness. Thank you. Even eagerness, the word is also lolyam, eagerness. This is the only thing you need. You need to have desire in your heart. In German, this word is Sehnsucht. Sehnsucht. It sounds really nice, no? Sehnsucht. Sehnen means longing, and Sucht is an obsession. It's something which you must have. So it says, if you do not want to have God very, very eagerly, you will be left with your Sucht, your obsession for material things. If you do not sehnen, if you don't long for Krishna, you will invariably long for things that entangle you in the world.
So, yes.
What we will hear now is a very, very eager devotee who wants to meet Radha and Krishna. His eagerness is like the hot steam in an ancient locomotive. When there's hot steam in a locomotive, you know, which pulls other trains, then some energy is created which helps the locomotive to roll forward. So if you have eagerness in your heart, some energy is created in your heart so that you can move forward on the path to Radha Krishna. But I want to warn you, any person who tries to understand these pastimes while remaining in the material concept of I am the body and things which are surrounding me are mine. Anyone who identifies with a male or female body simply deceives himself, because these pastimes are on such a level yet that you need to give up your false ego of being a man or a woman or a German or a Russian or anything. Aham Mamiti. So when this group of beautiful gopis who were singing about Radha and Krishna see this person who is so eager and has so much spiritual qualification, they said, "Oh, bright devotee, you have very beautiful eyes because you want to see Krishna. If you truly desire to see the pastimes of our dear couple, then you must meditate with love on the effulgent lotus feet of Radha, which are full of intense prema." What an advice! Prabhupada said that we should go over Srimati Radharani. That's why we say Radha Krishna, Radha first. Instead of offering a flower directly to Krishna, dear Krishna, we offer the flower to Srimati Radharani, who is so dear to Krishna that Krishna thinks day and night only of Radha in her heart. So if you give a person who is very dear to another person something, you will see that the person you want to charm or you want to get a favor from will give you anything, no? If you want to please, for instance, a rich man, you should maybe go to his child, his son or daughter, who is very dear to the rich man. If he sees that you care for someone who is dear to him, he will give you audience. He will say, "Yeah, what do you wish? You have done so many nice things for my child. Can I help you? Can I tell me what do you wish?" It is said one should meditate about the lotus feet of Radha. Today there were three children in my room who asked me, how does Radha and Krishna leave impressions in the dust of Vrindavan. How is it? The children, small children. Is it that the lotus feet have, you know, that this is the soul of the lotus feet, that they have the symbols just stuck on them? Or is it that the symbols are inside, like the lines of the hand are inside? They are not on top of the hand, they are inside the hand. And I said, what I have heard is that they are inside the lotus feet, and when they walk, they leave these prints. And one print of Radha's lotus feet is a chariot. A chariot is very useful if you want to go fast to some place. If you go by foot, it takes a long time if you want to go 20 kilometers. But if you go by chariot, it takes hardly 20 minutes, if you have an energetic horse, of course. So if you take shelter at the lotus feet of Radha, your way to Krishna is very fast. But if you move alone, it can be very long. A chariot is also useful if you want to fight on a battlefield. When you sit on a chariot, you are higher, you can easily give the club to your enemies. So when you are, when you have taken shelter under the lotus feet of Radha, which is imprinted with the chariot, it is easy for you to win the battle against your material senses, which pull you away from seva. So in this way, the gopi said, if you want Krishna, go to Radha first. So this devotee had this keen desire, he had heard, or the devotee had heard, go to Radha. So this devotee sits down in the forest of Vrindavan and absorbs in deep meditation on the feet of Srimati Radharani. And then, as the devotee meditates and pleases Srimati Radharani, a wonderful vision appears on the screen of the heart. My dear devotees, when we are blessed, even in our life, by Radha and Krishna, as we will hopefully be when we go for the midnight arati, everything is very easy. Blessings make the impossible very much possible. So by first meditating on Srimati Radharani, as this devotee was advised, all of a sudden a divine vision came. And I think it is particularly interesting for us to hear what a soul sees when they see Radha and Krishna. Once Prabhupada was asked, how does Krishna look? And he pointed to a picture. And he said, he looks like this. And then he said, and when you actually see him, he looks very different, much more beautiful. So this devotee now has first a vision of Krishna. And the devotee says, is this the moon? Because Krishna, around Krishna is so much light. Is this the moon? And he says, no, the moon cannot be here in person, but there's a person full of light. Then is this maybe a very dark and attractive tamal tree? No. A tree does not move, but this personality before my eyes moves. Or is this a rain cloud? Because it's so dark? But no. It's good weather here. From where should a rain cloud all of a sudden appear? In this way, the bewildered devotee sees Krishna for the first time. Then this devotee sees next to Krishna a wonderful personality, lotus-eyed Srimati Radharani. But the devotee is not sure. Is this the life of the God of love? Is this maybe the heart of Krishna personified? Is this the supreme seat of extraordinary beauty? Is this maybe Lakshmi? In this way, the devotee speculated about the inconceivable lotus-eyed Radha. And with eyes filled with the tears of great bliss, this devotee offers respects to Radha and speaks. My dear devotee, I want to ask you a question. What would you say if Krishna or Radha are suddenly before you? I cannot understand acoustically here. Obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. When Radha and Krishna are before you, you would say, I pay my obeisances to Srila Prabhupada out of gratitude, most probably, not that he was leading you on. I once asked this question. It's not an easy question because it's very difficult to imagine this, and most probably we should not even speculate about this. But so I asked this to a few children. We had, for some time before they became teenagers, children lectures in our community. So I would ask them a question. What would you ask Radha and Krishna if you would stand before them? And one child said this, may I decorate you? I thought, my God, from where does this child have such an answer? Then another child said, I would ask, may I serve you? I also don't know from where the child got this, because this is a good answer. You know, when we chant Hare Krishna, we are asking, please accept me in what? In your service. You know everything about bhakti. Yes, please accept me in your service. So it seems to be logical that when you are before Krishna, you will not change your mind all of a sudden, but you will continue asking what you have prayed for. Please engage me in your service. But a child, how can a child know this? They don't think so deeply as you. I thought you are my teachers here. So in this work, Sangeeta Madhava, the soul who finally arrives before Radha and Krishna says, teach me how to serve you, please. I want to sing your glories. Teach me how to do this. Make me sing about Krishna in such a way that your hairs are standing on end in ecstasy. And then this devotee asks, please let me serve Krishna's lotus feet, the essence of bliss. Let me serve. And various services the devotee asks to do for to help Radha and Krishna in what they are most interested in, that is how to meet and exchange loving pastimes. So let me learn how to sing. I found this very, very nice, and maybe we can all sing a little bit. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
I request you to try one thing. Srila Prabhupada once gave a talk for Kirtan. He said, don't sing hackneyed, means always repeating. Sing with some affection, some love. Now I know this is at least not so easy in my heart. I don't have this. But what I have is something that comes before love. It's a gratitude. Oh Krishna, you gave me this life. Oh Krishna, this life I met devotees. Oh Krishna, I met Srila Prabhupada. And now I can really engage in devotional service. I am very grateful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare
This melody, but higher. Shri Radha Shyam ki, Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. The way this continues, but we will have to meet another time, is Krishna's reaction to this devotee and how he allows the devotee to go with him, to walk with him, to experience what the ocean of love that is the nature of Vrindavan life. And there are very nice scenes. One scene is that Krishna sees Radha and faints, and when his friend comes and says, get up, get up, get up, then he is bewildered, searching for Srimati Radharani. But I couldn't talk about this because the other things took already so much time. We hear about how Krishna dresses up in various forms in order to get by and meet Radha. We hear the songs which they sing. It's a very nice work, and in the end it ends with a very astonishing recommendation. The work says, take shelter, everyone, take shelter. Take shelter of the moving and non-moving beings of Vrindavan. Sing about Radha and Krishna. Concentrate on actions which you do with bhakti. Go also around Vrindavan. Many tips like this. And it ends really with, I think this is the very nice thing. Free yourself from your attachments to material objects. Do not increase your useless suffering on the path of karma. Know that all the things which you can get in this material world, including the perfections of the yogis, are all like magical illusions. Rather worship the king of Vrindavan. Devote yourself to this. And it ends, may we be protected by Radha Krishna for a very long time. Good. So we will end here. We will continue with our program. We have kirtans now up to 11:30. So please, those who are on the kirtan list, please take your places and continue with the kirtan. Thank you very much. Let us all at the end say Jai Jai Sri Radhe.